Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, there lived a prince who wanted to marry a princess. But not just any princess. He only wanted to marry a true princess. He travelled all over the land, but could find not one. He surely met many princesses, but none that were what he wanted. There was always something amiss. And so, feeling as if he failed, he finally went home. One night, a terrible storm arrived. Thunder roared, lightning lit the night sky, rain flooded the streets, a knocking echoed throughout the city. The guards opened the gate and were surprised to find a princess, soaked from head to toe. The princess shivered as she warmed her hands by the fire. A maid entered the room with dry clothes, and the princess was grateful. The prince was called from his bed. The king and queen stood in the hall waiting for him. "Son, a princess has arrived at the palace," the king said. "A true princess?" his son asked. Before the king could answer, the queen stepped forward. "We shall see." She opened her hand, revealing a green pea. The prince was confused. "Follow me." The prince followed his mother into a large bedroom. She placed the pea on the bed, then placed 20 mattresses on top, and then 25 down comforters on top of them. "Now we shall see how she feels in the morning, for only a true princess would be affected by the pea." And so the princess was made to sleep on top of this bed. In the morning, the queen greeted the girl with a smile and asked, "How did you sleep, my dear?" "Just awfully," the princess replied. "I hardly closed my eyes. There was something so terribly hard in the bed. My back aches horribly." The queen smiled and led the princess into the great hall. "We shall have that fixed right, but for now, come and see the prince." The prince stood speechless at the sight of the princess, for she was the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. The queen whispered to her son, "She is but a true princess." The prince could not believe his ears. He knelt before the princess and asked for her hand in marriage. She gladly consented. And so they lived happily ever after. The end.
And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.